It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takitai Kia.
The recommended suspension for Te Pāti Māori MPs, Debbie Ngāre Wāpaka, Rāwiri Waititi and Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark over the MP's haka in Parliament during the first reading of the Tree Principles Bill last year has held. Co-leaders Ngāre Wāpaka and Waititi will be suspended from the House for 21 days, with Maipi Clark facing a 7-day suspension. This is Parliament's harshest sanctions in the country's history. Prior to this, the longest suspension an MP had faced in Parliament was 3 days. The debate had previously been delayed so that the MPs could participate in the budget debate, however both co-leaders were not present at the debate. During the debate, MP Takata Ferris said that the debate was not about the haka, but at the heart it was the House continuing to ignore Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Māori sovereignty, and that the racism in the House is hardly being hidden. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp about the suspension and what's next for the party. We also discussed New Zealand First Party leader Winston Peters' comments regarding Waititi's moko, referring to the MP's moko konohi as scribbles. He was asked to apologise by the Speaker, which he did. But first, we discuss the suspension of the MPs. What was your reaction to the recommended suspension being held?
This was the most punitive punishment ever has been handed down to Whai Debs, Rāwiri and Hana. You know, 21 days for our co-leaders and 7 days for Hana. Honestly, it actually breaks my heart, especially because sitting in the House, listening to the way that we were described, you know, we were described as being people who are dramatic, we're performative, we're disruptive. It was just absolutely heartbreaking. It felt like it was just a one-for-one, everybody having their say about how they think we behave. Their description of tikanga and haka. You know, none of them are experts, and none of them actually, there was nobody there that had any right to talk about the haka, what it means, how that, and how it should be performed. It actually was really disappointing. It was actually really disgusting, actually, to sit there and listen to the kōrero of other MPs in the House towards our co-leaders and Hana.
How will the party operate now, being down both co-leaders, as you said, and also Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark in Parliament?
Look, the six MPs, we are very tight-knit. We work very well together. We will prioritise what we need to throughout the week. You know, we're on recess this week, so everybody's back in their electorates. The week we go back, the next following week, it's scrutiny week, so everybody has their select committees that they're a part of, and we will pick up the priority areas in the other select committees by our co-leaders and Hana. And, oh, actually, Hana will be back. So she's only suspended this week. She's off for recess, and she will be back scrutiny week. And then the following week is another recess. And so we'll be fine. And we know exactly how to work and what's important for our people, and our whānau will tell us where they want us to be.
During the debate, co-leader Rāwiri Waititi held up a rope tied like a noose during the MP's speech. For those unaware, what did this represent, and how does this relate to the discussion on the suspension?
Look, this isn't the first time that Rāwiri has brought the noose to the House. He has used this before in describing how we are being choked as Māori in this House for who we are, for being Māori, for standing up for ourselves, for our tikanga, for our haka. And, you know, you've just got to go back and listen to Rāwiri's speech. I would encourage people to go back and listen. Listen to his kōrero, because there's some really key points in there for whānau to help understand. I will also encourage people to go and listen to Takuta Ferris's speech as well, as he talks about the Constitution and he talks about this House, and they're very, very good speeches. And then, you know, if you want to hear from Fire Debs and Hana, great kōrero for people to listen to.
Te Pāti Māori Party President John Tamihere told RNZ's Midday Report that the suspended MPs will embark on a nationwide tour. What will this tour look like?
Look, this tour will look like our co-leaders and Hana going back out into their electorates and going to talk to whānau where it really matters. I mean, a key priority is the Regulatory Standards Bill, and the MPs will go out and focus on that in their electorates. They'll go and talk to whānau. They'll talk about policy. They'll go and see what it is our people really want to, you know, are really what key priority areas for our whānau.
I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court for our weekly catch-up earlier this morning, and he alleged that during the debate, Te Pāti Māori MPs told ACT MP Paramjit Palmer to go back to India, and that fellow ACT MP Karen Chua doesn't understand the essence of being Māori. Are these allegations true?
No, they're not. And, you know, Simon Court is always big about standing up and calling points of order against Te Pāti Māori. You know, Simon Court has his own agendas, that they're not ours.
During the debate, New Zealand First party leader Winston Peters referred to Te Pāti Māori co-leader Rāwiri Waititi's moko kanohi as scribbles. What does a comment like this represent coming from Peters, especially coming from someone who whakapapa's Māori?
Do you know what? It was disgusting. It was disgraceful and shameful. It was terrible. You know, from our own kaumātua, talking like that towards our co-leader Rāwiri. I went to the Kapahaka event on Saturday at Spark Arena. All of those hakarōpū got up and said, "Winston Peters, how dare you call our moko scribbles?" Moko is in our veins. Moko is in our blood. Moko is our birthright. This is ours. And the message is very clear out to the whānau from these hakarōpū, encouraging whānau to mokopapa ki te ao. Change this world and get our moko out there to everybody. And the kōrero was, whānau, go and get your moko.
Despite apologising to the speaker, do you believe this is an adequate enough response?
Heck no. You know, it's just a process to apologise and withdraw. You know, it's a process. And people just say it like it runs off the tip of their tongue. Do they actually mean it? No, they don't. And actually, does Winston Peters care? No, he doesn't. He is always attacking Te Pāti Māori and our leadership for being Māori.
And what would an adequate repercussion look like for Winston Peters?
Well, you know what? He should be sent to the Privileges Committee for his comment and for his behaviour. And, he should apologise. Face-to-face, kanohi to ki te kanohi to Rāwiri.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp on the suspension of MPs in the party and Winston Peters' comments referring to Rāwiri Waititi's moko kanohi as scribbles. We'll be right back. Text in 5395 on any of your thoughts on these pieces.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp.